war that was at some times very gruesome and very brutal, and where actually a proxy war was being fought out by the world powers, being the United States and the Soviet Union at the time. And so this will, of course, be reflected in a lot of the records that were produced in the 70s and early 80s, because they sought to of course, consolidate on one hand the power of one of the warring factions, and on the other hand, fight colonialism and foreign intervention in Angola. And well, it is important if you want to understand the music and the songs that have been written and issued at those times that we understand this political situation. As I mentioned in the previous show, there is an excellent book that was written about the Angolan Civil War by the Polish journalist and reporter Richard Kapuściński, which is called Another Day of Life, and which is really a tremendous account of this early years of the civil war in Angola. Now, in the meantime, I discovered that the book was also made into a movie, actually, an animation movie, to be honest, in the same vein as Waltz with Bashir, so it's not for kids. It's a political, adult animation movie, but it's fantastic, and I've had a chance to see it. So for those who want to see it and who doesn't want to read the whole book, well, 90 minutes of animation will do. Check it. It can be seen on YouTube and on the Amazon platform, I think. Another Day of Life, the animation movie. Definitely check it out if you want to know more about the Angolan Civil War.
Mukono dale mboku jia kutanga kutegu kimbangula. Pangia mie, mukono dale mboku jia kutanga kutegu kimbangula.
just heard the song Pangwe Lami from Elias Dia Kimwenzo, also one of the big names in Angolan music and in Angolan folk music. And the second track from Minguito, Pensando Conforme o Tempo. Minguito, who was a blind accordion player, very popular also in the beginning of the 70s in Angola. Now, in 1975, the capital Luanda and actually most of the center of Angola was controlled by the MPLA and its leader and president Agostinho Neto, supported by the Soviet Union and Cuba. And well, as they controlled, of course, the infrastructure and the administration of the country, all the record labels and the artists at that time were strong supporters also of the MPLA. You still had in the north and in the south, respectively, the FNLA from Holden Roberto and the UNITA from Jonas Savimbi that were fighting for control, but that were never a real threat to complete control of Angola, of course, but nevertheless, they were controlling large areas in the north and the south, and there was increased foreign mingling into the internal affairs of Angola, in a sense that, of course, the South Africans saw that Angola and the left-wing movement of Angola was supporting the independence movement in Namibia, which was then a South African protectorate, and the apartheid regime wanted, of course, to crush that Namibian freedom movement that was supported by the Angolans. And so they started in the end to send troops into Angola and supported the UNITA in its attempt to seize control of Angola. On the other side, we had the troops of Mobutu, who were also fighting in the north and supporting the FNLA to overthrow the MPLA regime, because they were, in a way, all for the same reason, fighting the fact that Angola was supporting left-wing groups within Congo. And of course, the Congolese were actually the proxy through which the Americans were supporting the overthrow of the Soviet-backed MPLA regime. So from 1975 onwards, we have a conflict that is becoming more and more outspoken, and then by some historians even referred to as the last hottest battle in the Cold War. And despite that, of course, there is still music being produced and fantastic records coming out in popular styles. So let's check out these tracks from Sofia Rosa, which was one of the also leading vocalists and very famous for his traditional African gowns in which he performed, and another track by Antonio Paulinho and Prado Paim, two other fantastic tracks in the popular style with a lot of melancholy and longing, so typical for that period of Angolan history. Enjoy.
Cuando Ingrasa, 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 ingrasa sana Que graça que trabalha mushima Que graça que mosha da fogo ni luanya Que graça que trabalha mushima Que graça Vamos vingar batatana Que graça que trabalha mushima Que graça Vamos vingar batatana Que graça que trabalha mushima Que graça que mosha da fogo ni luanya Que graça que trabalha mushima Que graça Vamos vingar batatana Que graça
The 1979 is a turning point in Angolan history because of a failed coup attempt by a group of officers within the MPLA who tried to overthrow President Agostinho Neto. They were dissatisfied with the way that the MPLA was being run, and they felt that they were betraying the fundamental Marxist principles, and that the MPLA should be more of a Soviet ally and less focused on its independence. Now, the coup failed, but in the aftermath of the coup, a lot of reprisals and some kind of witch hunt was installed. It was also the time that Agostinho Neto called for the help of Cuba and his personal friend Fidel Castro. And Cuba sent even 5,000 Cuban troops to Angola at that time to secure the power of the MPLA and to assist the MPLA in fighting off the South African army and the other two warring factions. And in the aftermath, actually, of this failed coup attempt, three of the greatest Angolan singers of the time were assassinated. Now, it is still unclear why they were assassinated, because all three of them were strong supporters of Agostinho Neto. And it is still very unclear what happened exactly in these months after the failed coup attempt of 79. But it is a fact that Artur Nunes, Urbano de Castro and David Zé, who are three of the biggest stars and greatest singers in Angola in the early 70s, were all three killed by groups within the MPLA in the aftermath of that failed coup. In a situation and in a context that is still very clouded in mystery, and it is still not very clear. Some people are saying that the MPLA leadership wanted to get rid of these three artists because they were becoming more popular than politicians, and they were seen as competition for the politicians to gain popular appeal. Others say that they were killed by accident. Some others say that they were killed by the coup, the military coup enforcers, because they were pro Agostinho Neto. We will probably never know for sure what happened, but all three of these fantastic artists were killed in that year in 79. So I propose that we will listen to tracks of them, who will also show their testimony of how they supported Agostinho Neto and MPLA. But despite that, the coup against Neto was the end of their careers and of their lives. It's the song from Artur Nunes, Uame Mua Nangola, Urbano de Castro's track Camarada Presidente in the Congolese bolero style, and then two tracks of David Zé, of which I will tell a little bit more after, Quematu Cabral and the fantastic track Guerrilheiro.
Wow. chica nenue ate ni una wangi saseleme wapenka okiki makamba mami mamote paritelanga ishiami akamu kwa musolati akamu kwa shindirile akamu kwa futuke akamu kwa lenge mukonda takide wawe ngongwe
wawe
wawe ngongwe
wawe
wawe shiame
wawe
wawe ngongwe
wawe
wawe shiame ngole 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 kilash 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 kasa samba 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 samba
Viva o poder popular.
oye, oye, Angola liberté. Oye, oye, Angola liberté. Empelare vero son de la Angola. Oye, oye, Angola liberté. Oye, oye, Angola liberté. Empelare vero son de la Angola. Oye, oye, Angola liberté.
Fome pra libertar o nosso povo. Este é o preço da revolução. Ei, Mangolá, ei, Mangolê, ei,
Mangolá.
Cabinda não é Angola. O americano diz que Cabinda não é Angola. Ele só tenta separar-nos, espalhando boatos e mentiras. Mas ele nunca disse nunca que Alasca não é América. Ele só tenta dividir-nos. Ei, Angola. Angola hoje deu um passo bem em frente à união dos movimentos. Se fosse feita na prática, a reação não passaria. Ei, Angola, ei, Angola. Passou as festas lá na mata. Foi o guerrilheiro que passou o Natal na mata, o Ano Novo lá na mata, o Carnaval foi lá na mata, pra libertar o teu povo. Este é o preço da revolução. Ei, Angola. Ei, Angola. Todo mundo, se és da Fenelá, também já interessa alguém. Se és da Unita, também já interessa alguém. Um só povo, uma só nação, de Cabinda ao Cunene, abaixo a desunião. Ei, Angola, ei, Angola.
David Zeh remains for me one of the greatest Angolan artists ever, because of his music, because of his personality, because of the fact that he recorded albums while he was at the same time fighting a guerrilla war. And so both tracks were quite important in the history of Angola. As I told, David Zeh was a personal friend of President Agostinho Neto, and the song Kwematu Cabral was actually a song that he played at a lot of independence declarations from other former African colonies of Portugal. He brought the song in Mozambique, he brought the song in Guinea-Bissau, he was invited to the independence celebration of Cabo Verde, where he brought the song. So in a sense, he was Agostinho Neto's musical ambassador to the other African nations. And he was even declared Minister of Culture and Minister of Music after Agostinho Neto became president. So I don't know what happened between these two, but after his assassination, the music of David Zeh was banned from radio and public broadcasting for a period of at least 10 years. So there was definitely some issues, some competition between Agostinho Neto and David Zeh, which is really a shame, because such a great artist is no more. But I think we've talked enough about the politics of Angola, although it is very important to understand all these things if you want to understand the music. But I would like to focus a bit more on the dancing music of Angola now, which will give us a more optimistic festive atmosphere in this radio show. And we will start with the merengue, which is of course a Latin American music, mostly coming from the Caribbean and Central American region, but that was very popular in Angola as well, and there were some groups taking really the merengue style to a whole different African level. And one of them was Conjunto Merengue, who was actually one of the biggest backing bands in Angola during the 70s and 80s. They backed a lot of the famous artists of that time. And the track here is an instrumental track called Rufo da Libertade, and it shows the master skills that the Conjunto Merengue excelled in playing the merengue music. And after that, a track by Adriano Bonghi, Paulina, also a fantastic merengue track by the Angolan singer. Enjoy.
Galilee, a Paulinha, o Galilee, ao apetite. Okulila anutima unekava lava petika Okulila anutima unekava Apolinya Kalile Apolinya Kalile Apolinya Kalile Apolinya
Next to the merengue, the Angolan dance music par excellence is, of course, the semba. The semba, which is not to be confused with Brazilian samba, which is real African dance. And it was a very popular dance, but it was a dance and dance music that were prohibited during Portuguese colonial rule of Angola, because the semba is just like the samba, a very sensual dance where a man and a woman will dance with each other and laced and moving the hips and moving their bottom. And of course, for the Congo, the Portuguese colonial government that was quite right-wing and quite Catholic at that time, it was seen as the work of the devil. And well, semba could not be played or broadcasted in public during the Portuguese colonial rule, which of course meant that the moment after the Portuguese left, the semba scene in Angola exploded, with all the musicians wanting to play the semba, and all the dancing venues in Luanda and the big cities starting to play semba. And so we have a fantastic track now from Dina Santos, O Anel, in the terrific semba style. She's accompanied by O Semba Tropical de Angola, which was one of the big semba bands in Angola at the time, and a track by Mamboro, who was actually 12 years old when he wrote that song, also backed by the Semba Tropical Conjunto. And the song is actually became a very big hit in Angola at the time because of this 12-year-old boy singing it with such an enthusiasm that it really became a party starter in a lot of the dancing venues in Angola in the late 70s. Enjoy.
Onela yami
Next to the merengue and the samba, Angola is very close to Congo, of course. Congo, the big African, Central African country in the north, and it had a huge influence on Angolan cultural production, especially in music. The influence of the soukous and the rumba can be heard in a lot of Angola's music and Angola's dance music in particular. And artists like Franco and Pierre Cabasele and Le Grand Calais and Rochereau, well, they were extremely popular in Angola. And so the next track that I've selected is a track from Matadini Mario, who was actually born in Congo from a Congolese mother and an Angolese father, but who migrated back to Angola and who had a prolific career inside Angola, where he played soukous music. He sang in Lingala and in Kikongo. And it is a fantastic soukous track called Nkubu, very festive, very popular in Angola at the time. And well, it shows how interconnected the musical scene was already during the days without internet or without Instagram or Facebook. Musicians exchanged a lot of know-how and crossed borders and played in different countries. So Nkubu, soukous from Angola, but in Lingala. Enjoy the track. And I dare you to sit still during that track.
Thank you. Solo mosian sala lu yambula Kalundandi mambu kwa mama Kalundandi mambu kwa mama Ye katu sopa na lufila kenda kitata mono wenu kukilende le kone Tuka una yeza ila muna mariaji mama nuzwawu A mama ti mama ya ya ye Dodo kolo dieno akimuta ki mama kitata lumbongera jamu mono wenu Aiwe mama Aiwe mama Sala pa